I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hey hackers, today's topic is why you can't hit your goals. I was scrolling my newsfeed the other day and I seen this person post their goals for the year. Yes, an odd time of year to be doing it. It is June, but whatever. But they did post a list of goals that they had for the year. And let's just say ambitious would be an understatement. I mean, I admire this person's aspirations, but I can tell you right now that it would be very hard to hit all of those goals. So, for example, one of them was to travel somewhere overseas and also start a clothing line, and also something like learning a new language. And then something else really big too, like quitting their job. There was about 10 different ones, but there were 10 really big ones. And I would say if you chose one of them, you could probably do it, eh? You could probably achieve it. But there were so many, like there was about 8 on the list and they were all really big goals. And I was like, wow, okay. This is what's wrong with people these days, is that we're all so, we all have big dreams. Most of us have big dreams, and that is fine. I have big dreams. I have big goals. But the thing is, when you make a list of like 10 different massive goals you have that you want to achieve in 1 year's time, that's putting a lot of pressure on yourself, and you're just setting yourself up for failure, because you're going to look at the size of that list and be like, oh shit, and then that's going to just freak you out and you won't even want to begin. And not to mention, each of those massive goals has like 100 small goals within it, so you need to hit all of those in each one, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I was like, oh my goodness, I think I need to talk to people about goal setting, because this is something that I just see get done wrong all the time. I'm sure that we actually got taught this in school, but I don't really remember. It wasn't something that they really stressed upon, which is kind of dumb, because we all have goals and we need to learn how to hit them. Because once you don't hit something that you've said you're going to do a few times, that really, really kills your self-esteem and your drive, and you just have a lot of disappointment in yourself. So it's really not good for morale if you don't achieve your goals. So I just want to share with you some things that I do when I am striving to hit a goal. Now, I'm going to tell you here from the get-go that I'm not perfect and I still have some goals that I haven't hit. And that is totally fine. But I will tell you about the ones that I have achieved. Okay, and I'll tell you how I achieved those. So, one goal I set myself last year was to do a 30-day burpee challenge. And it started with 10 burpees, and every 2 days it added 5. So I think 5. So by the end of the 30 days, you do 50 burpees in one go. And so I was like, holy crap. I mean, I love burpees, sure. But the actual possibility of me doing that, like, that's a big deal. Like, it's a struggle to commit to any 30-day challenge. So what I did was I publicly declared it on Facebook, on my social media page. I told everyone I was going to do it. And not only that I was going to do it, but I was also going to video it. So I was going to document the whole thing. You can see this on the YouTube channel as well. It's up there. So I told everyone that, and that was my main drive actually, because I started filming it and I told myself I'd film like every session, and so I did. And then because I had that hanging over my head, and because when it was like halfway, I made a post saying it was halfway through like day 15, woohoo. So I just felt like I had that accountability, and I didn't want to, I've kind of got a bit of pride around my fitness level. So I really, it means a lot to me to keep my word on that and to prove myself. So I stuck to that, and I was actually super amazed that I finished it. It was actually unreal, and the video is up and it's awesome. It's a video I'm so proud of, because that was a big achievement for me. And just achieving that was also, I think we've talked about this on another podcast, but it gives you a sense of you're building that trust within yourself to be able to achieve things and give things a go. Because when you don't trust yourself, you won't stick to things, you won't follow through. So you have to have that trust. So on days when I've got things to do within my business, what I find the most helpful is I write a list of things that I want to get done that day. So you can start this out. You can totally do this like a monthly goal. Say you've got your goal that you want to hit by the end of the month. Then you break that down into weekly goals that you need to hit, and then daily goals that you need to hit. So everything is really broken down into bite-sized chunks. It's not overwhelming, because you've got a plan and you've got chunks right there that you need to do. Now, at the start of the month, I told my accountability group that I wanted to be selling one package a week of the product that I rep by the end of June. And that was a huge goal. Was it an achievable goal? Yeah, it was achievable, but I haven't achieved it. And we've got, what day is it today? Today is Wednesday, and the 1st of July is on Monday. So we've got like 5 days until the new month comes around, and I'm nowhere near achieving that goal, not even close. And I'll tell you why, because I didn't make a plan. I just said, I want to be doing this by the end of this month. And I didn't have any other plan to back that up or to help myself even achieve that. I have achieved a lot of things this month, but I'm not anywhere near achieving that, which is fine. But the thing is, I didn't do my steps, and I got myself all like excited about hitting a goal that I haven't hit, not even close to hitting. I know it's something I can achieve and it's a matter of time, but it is also something I need to do step by step. I need to flesh out the steps, and exactly what I was saying to you before, make a list. So I have that goal for the month, and then different goals that I can break it down into bite size, actually achievable pieces. So that would be my main tip, is accountability for sure. So have a buddy or post on your social, and actually set goals that are achievable. Don't overwhelm yourself with huge freaking goals. You'll just be so overwhelmed that you won't even do anything. You'll just get over analysis paralysis. You'll be freaking out. I don't even blame you. I was getting stressed reading that list of goals that one of my Facebook friends posted. It was making me so stressed. It's like, holy crap, that's so much. And yeah, but I mean, he may go on to achieve those things, and that'll be awesome. But we do overestimate how much we can get done in a year, and we absolutely underestimate how much we can get done in 3 years. So if you can make a balance, I know everyone wants to make a goal of 1 year, but it's okay to have longer term goals than that. Why not? Because then that way you can break them all down into smaller, more achievable goals, and you'll have a much better sense of achievement, because you'll actually be achieving it and not just wishing and being stressed. Just like if you're paying off debt, and you want to pay, like, but you get a bit stubborn and you're like, no, I want to pay this all off in a year. And so you have to scrounge around and be stressed out about money for a year. But if you had, say, made it 3 years that you wanted to pay off this debt, then you could do it still comfortably and not be stressed out. So you just need to keep that in in mind. And also when you set goals, take into account your lifestyle. If you've got a lifestyle where you're going out with friends 3 times a week, or you're playing like 5 different sports a week, or you're going to church, or whatever your commitments are, that's going to obviously affect whether or not you could hit the goals in that time frame. So you really need to factor that in and don't decide, oh no, I just won't see my friends until I've got this done, because that's not achievable and it's not good for your soul. It's not good for your mind. And so make sure the goals that you're setting are achievable, and the lifestyle that's going to come along with those goals, because you have to have a change of lifestyle to some degree in order to achieve new goals. So make sure that's a sustainable thing that you can do and something that you will actually enjoy, because if you don't enjoy it, and if it's just punishment, because I love burpees, so that wasn't punishment for me, I love it. So make sure it all fits into your life, okay? So I hope that really helps, and I can't wait to see all you guys hitting goals. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.